Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for an opportunity like this. We trust that you will visit us tonight. Our eyes are looking up to you, that you might meet us at the point of our needs. Anoint this meeting tonight. Let oil flow tonight. Let light shine tonight. Let fire go out tonight. Let there be a mighty earthquake tonight. Let cities, strong cities, be pulled down tonight. Thank you. Grant us understanding. Grant us a willing heart, that we might mix your word with faith tonight, so that it might profit us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for tonight. We are trusting that God will begin to put into action what he has said. Yes, the first night we were here, we read from Isaiah chapter 55, and God says that his word that comes from him will not return void. And I believe that whatever God is speaking about the land of Goma will definitely come to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so we are all going to believe God together tonight, and through this week we pray that God will give us understanding of what he wants to do and how we can be involved. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God can do anything on his own, but he deliberately chose to work with us so that we can be laborers together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that we can also enjoy together. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share with us tonight, it's a message that the Lord has been bringing to the church in different parts of this world.
And
I believe it has a very strong application to the church here in Goma. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I would title it, Overthrowing the Cities of the Mighty. Pulling down the strongholds of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I know that we understand what a city is in the natural. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, in the olden times, when there was so much war, people used to live in cities. Hallelujah. People came together for strength. People discovered that, you know, if they stayed individually, the enemies will just come and defeat them. But they discovered that when people who speak a common language, who have a common purpose, come together with a common vision, they become stronger. Together they were able to overcome enemies. So they will come together and form a city. Praise the name of the Lord. Now when they come together to build a city, they build a wall round about the city. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that wall is for protection. Praise the name of the Lord. The stronger the wall is, the stronger the city is. Praise the name of the Lord. So a city is as strong as its wall. So the wall is very, very important for a city. Then it would also have a gate. Praise the name of the Lord. So the city, the wall and the gate are very important. Now when you have a gate in a city, it means you can determine and control those who come out and those who go in. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In other words, you can allow those who you want, who are friendly, to come in. And then you can keep your enemies out. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So you, when you read the Bible, you read a lot about cities. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
A lot is written about cities in the scriptures. Now, everything you read in the Bible, you must be able to apply to yourself. Hallelujah. We have learned that the Bible is not just a storybook or a history book. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It is something that has to do with you as an individual, and then the church as a body. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about cities of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord. Pulling down the cities of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there are certain cities that were friendly, and there were other cities that were hostile. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So when you read the book of Revelation, for instance, you will see two major cities. One city was called the city of the living God, Zion. Hallelujah. That speaks about you and me. Praise the name of the Lord. Zion was God's stronghold. It was a place where God would sit and reign and rule and have authority. And the enemy will not be able to come in. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to build a city where the enemy cannot come in. Praise the name of the Lord. So we read in the book of Revelation, say nothing that defiles will come into that city. Praise the name of the Lord. But there was another city called Babylon. Hallelujah. Now Babylon was a stronghold of the enemy. It was a place where the enemy had so much power and so much strength. Praise the name of the Lord. It was occupied by unclean spirits. That's Revelation chapter 18. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you have the city of the Lord, Zion. And then you have the city of the enemy, Babylon. Praise the name of the Lord. Now all these things have to do with us. So I can become Babylon. Hallelujah. When I'm full of all kinds of unclean, what now? Spirits. Hallelujah. Or I can become Zion. When I am full of this presence of God, the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is where God dwells. Angels dwell there. That's the book of Hebrews chapter what now? Anybody knows? We have come to Zion. Hebrews chapter 12. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I'm trying to say this so that we know that as we go on, we're not talking about things that happened yesterday.
Je veux qu'on continue, je veux qu'on comprenne pour que on ne pense pas qu'on parle de choses qui se sont passées hier.
God is using the stories of yesterday.
Dieu utilise les histoires de hier.
To teach us about our life today.
De nous apprendre de nos vies d'aujourd'hui.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, I think it was CJK who started talking about the garden of God. Praise the name of the Lord. So maybe I want to start there. Genesis chapter 2. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to read from verse 7. Praise God. He says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord to grow. Now let me just jump there. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll read verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, I'll read it from the Amplified. He says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and guard and keep it. Praise the name of the Lord.
L'Éternel Dieu forma l'homme de la poussière de la terre. Il souffla de ses narines un souffle de vie et l'homme devint un être vivant. Mm-hmm. Puis l'Éternel Dieu plana un jardin en Éden du côté de l'Orient et il y mit l'homme qu'il avait formé. Chapitre 15 et verset 15. L'Éternel Dieu prit l'homme et le plaça dans le jardin d'Éden pour le cultiver et pour le garder. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we are going back to the beginning of the story. When God created man, hallelujah, the Bible tells us, you know the story very well, he first formed the body from the dust of the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, always remember that. Hallelujah. And then God, from inside himself, he breathed into man.
Et puis, de son intérieur, il a soufflé dans l'homme.
Praise the name of the Lord. He breathed into man. And the Bible said that man became a living being.
Et l'homme est devenu un être vivant.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good. So, God now took this man.
Dieu a pris cet homme.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We learned that man has a physical part, right?
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Amen.
We learned that this morning, isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Then man also has the other part of him that is not physical. That is spiritual, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So now, the Bible said that God took this man and put him into a garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, one of the things we learned there is that there were two gardens. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
One garden was physical. Hello, are we there?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. And that part was where he put the man's physical part. Hello, are you following me?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Now, after this, I'm going to ask questions, since nobody will ask questions. So, start writing. Start listening. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
If I feel that you didn't hear me, I will ask you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
So I can ask you, if you will not ask me. Praise God.
Amen.
So God put the physical man in a physical garden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the other part of man, God also put it in another garden.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that garden is a place in the spirit.
So jardin, spirit.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Also, that garden represents the soul of man.
So, jardin représente l'âme de l'être.
So my soul is a garden.
Mon âme est un jardin.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
My mind,
mes pensées,
my emotions,
mes émotions,
my desire,
mes désirs,
my will,
ma volonté,
is a garden.
Est un jardin.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And now see what God told man.
Écoutez ce que Dieu a dit à l'homme.
Till this garden.
Cultive.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then tend to it.
La vie cultive et paix sur ce jardin.
In other words, give attention to it.
C'est-à-dire, donne attention, garde ce jardin.
Make sure that only the right things grow in that garden. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together, brethren?
Amen.
Make sure that only the right kind of plants grow in that garden. This was the command that God gave to man. This is the command that God is giving to you today. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then he said, guard it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Watch this garden. There are some enemies outside. Make sure they don't come into this garden. Hello.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
You remember the story of the field, right? Somebody planted good seed in a garden. Is that correct? Then because he was not guarded, he was went to do what now? To sleep. Somebody else came in and planted in that same garden. So when he woke up, he saw some strange things growing in the garden. Hello? His servant said, what is going on? I thought it was good seed you planted in this place. Hallelujah. So the man said, an enemy has done this. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you are supposed to secure your garden. Because an enemy wants to plant something in that garden. Praise the name of the Lord. Now because your soul is a garden. Hallelujah. Anything can grow out of it. It depends on what is planted there. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. So you have to guard your garden. You have a responsibility to till this garden. Why do you have to till the garden? If the ground is hard, things planted there will not grow. Praise the name of the Lord. Things planted in that garden will not grow. So somebody can come here and preach from now to December, and there's no fruit. Because nobody's working on that garden. Praise the name of the Lord. Then you have to tend it. Tend it means when you go to the garden and you see some plants that are not supposed to be there, you do what? You root it out. Don't give it opportunity to continue to do what now? To grow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the things that grow in your garden,
les choses qui poussent dans ton jardin,
they manifest in your personality.
So manifest dans ta personnalité.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The soul is the seat of our personality.
L'âme est le siège de notre personnalité.
Whatever grows there,
tout ce qui pousse là-bas,
that's our lifestyle, our character.
Notre caractère, notre vie,
that's our behavior.
Notre comportement.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So there is an enemy outside that wants to come in. So your soul is like a garden. Your soul is also like a city. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your soul is like a city. Hallelujah. Are we together, brethren? So sometimes when you see a city that has no walls, it means that anybody can go in, anybody can go out. You cannot control what. Praise the name of the Lord. So a city must have walls. And it must have a strong gate. Praise the name of the Lord. So we must all see ourselves like cities. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So now, having said that, let's go back. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read a scripture from, let's start somewhere from Proverbs. Okay, no. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to define something there. I want to define who the mighty is. Praise the name of the Lord. Said we are talking about pulling down the cities of the mighty. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, verse 1, chapter 6. Amen. Are we there? Genesis chapter 6. I'll read from verse 1. He says that when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old, men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to read verse 11. I'll read it from the Amplified. Verse 11 says, the earth was depraved and putrid in God's sight, and the land was filled with violence, desecration, infringement, outrage, assault, and lust for power. And God looked upon the world and saw how degenerate, debased, and vicious it was. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Et que des filles leur furent nées, les fils de Dieu virent que les filles des hommes étaient belles, et ils en prirent pour femme parmi toutes celles qu'ils choisirent. Alors l'Éternel dit, mon esprit ne restera pas à toujours dans l'homme, car l'homme n'est que chair, et ses jours seront de 120 ans. Les géants étaient sur la terre en ce temps-là, après que les fils de Dieu furent venus vers les filles des hommes, et qu'elles leur eurent donné des enfants. Ce sont ces errants qui furent fameux dans l'iniquité. L'Éternel vit que la méchanceté des hommes était grande sur la terre, et que toutes les pensées de leur cœur se portaient chaque jour uniquement vers le mal. Verset 11. La terre était corrompue devant Dieu, la terre était pleine de violence. Dieu regarda la terre, et voici, elle était corrompue, car toute chair avait corrompu sa voix sur la terre.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Jesus told us something. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, that's how it will be in the time when the Son of Man is going to be revealed.
Jésus nous a dit que, comme il s'est passé pendant le temps de Noé, la même chose se passera quand le Fils de Dieu sera révélé.
Praise the Lord. So when we look at the story of Noah,
quand nous considérons l'histoire de Noé,
we have to begin to look at it and see it in the light of what is going on now.
Nous devons le voir dans l'optique de ce qui se passe maintenant.
So the things that happened at that time,
les choses qui se sont passées,
are going to be happening now,
vont se passer maintenant,
in a spiritual sense.
Dans le sens spirituel.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said that men began to multiply on the earth.
Les hommes ont commencé à multiplier sur la terre.
Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody may just think we are talking about, the population of the earth is increasing. Yes, it is. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it's much more than that. When you look at verse 3, God gives us a clue as to what he's talking about. He says, my spirit will not continue to strive with man, because he said man is flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, are we there? He says man is what? Flesh. In other words, God says that the works of the flesh are going to do what? Increase in the earth today. Praise the name of the Lord. And he said that this earth will also fill with what now? Violence. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we can understand violence in natural. Everywhere there is violence. But there is also another kind of violence. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, when men do things against their conscience, praise the name of the Lord, even you as a Christian, when the Lord says do this, and you deliberately choose to do the other, you become a violent man. Praise the name of the Lord. You are doing violence to your conscience. You are not submitting to the Spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the earth was filled with violence. Another translation says the earth was filled with lawlessness. Praise the name of the Lord. And if there's one place today that lawlessness is increasing, it is in the church. A lawless man is a man who will not submit to authority. A man who will not submit to the authority of Christ. Will not submit to the authority of the body. Will not submit to the Spirit of God. He will do what he or she wants to do. Praise the name of the Lord. That is a violent man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God was saying that flesh was increasing. Praise the name of the Lord. In the church today, flesh is increasing. The works of the flesh are increasing. Things before that we never talk about are happening in broad daylight. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you see, when you read the story of Noah, don't be thinking about what's happening in the world, because the world has always been bad. We are looking much more at what is happening in the church. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now there's something he wrote. He said that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair and beautiful. Praise the name of the Lord. Now it speaks about the people of God admiring the world. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are so many beautiful things in the world. You know, when God told Adam and Eve, don't eat that tree, then somebody came and began to offer them that same tree. And suddenly they saw that the fruit was beautiful to the eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. Suddenly they saw that the tree was good for food. Suddenly they saw that if I get this fruit, I will become, you understand, wise and respected, and people admire me. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, today men are being overtaken by their desires and their passions. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Everything in life has consequences. Hallelujah. So he said that they saw that there were many beautiful women out there. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Babylon is a harlot woman.
Babylon, c'est une prostituée.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
She paints her face to attract the sons of God.
Les fils de Dieu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these sons, they don't have any control over their appetite. You know, Paul said, all things are lawful.
Paul a dit, toutes choses sont dans le droit.
You know, sometimes I see a lot of Christians. All they are asking is, what is bad with this? What is wrong with this? Is anything wrong with this? What is wrong with this? What is wrong with that? Praise the name of the Lord. When people begin to talk like that, I know that their appetite and their desire is beginning to grow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, when a person begins to develop a relationship with the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God begins to bring you under His own discipline.
L'Esprit de Dieu commence à vous soumettre à sa propre discipline.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But here, we see the people of God,
vous voyez que les enfants de Dieu,
they have lost discipline.
Ils ont perdu la discipline.
A good example was a man named Samson. Praise the name of the Lord. Now God told the children of Israel, God told the children of Israel, don't marry from those nations. Praise the name of the Lord. Now what is marriage? In the, spiritually speaking, marriage means to give your affection to something.
Le mariage signifie donner ton affection à quelque chose.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now let me tell you, every marriage produces food, seeds, fruit or seed, whatever.
Chaque mariage produit des fruits.
Hallelujah. When you begin to give your heart to something,
tu donnes ton cœur à quelque chose.
There are things in the world that the world is offering us.
Il y a des choses dans le monde qui sont offertes à nous.
Don't give your heart to them.
Ne donne pas ton cœur à ces choses.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world makes things look very attractive.
Le monde enveloppe les choses dans les formes très attirantes.
We want to be friends with the world.
On veut être amis avec le monde.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, one of the characteristics of a man who wants to walk this way,
le caractère d'un homme qui veut marcher comme ça,
is that your friendship becomes very limited.
C'est que ton amitié devient très limitée.
You can't walk this highway and keep certain levels of friendship. And the closer you walk with God, the more narrow your friendship becomes. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you come to a place where you're actually content with friendship among those who share the same vision with you. Praise the name of the Lord. You are bringing your appetite under government. Because the Bible says that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, so here God was trying to say that flesh was growing. The more the people of God were giving their affection to things, the more flesh was growing within their soul. And the Bible says that carnality was growing. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence. You have to watch the thoughts that the enemy is seeking to put into your heart. Because these things, they grow. Praise the name of the Lord. They grow. So a giant is actually flesh that has grown out of proportion. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Giants began to appear in the earth. So you can have a giant of pride. Hallelujah. Pride that has grown out of proportion. It is no longer, you cannot even control it anymore. You can have a giant of lust. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You cannot control yourself around members of the opposite sex. You can have a giant of greed, covetousness. Once you see money, your body begins to shake. Praise the name of the Lord. The truth is that today Christians no longer have control over their lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are giants of anger. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
When you get provoked, hallelujah, something takes you over.
The
giants of fear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Something just takes hold of you and you begin shaking like that. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, any work of the flesh that takes over a soul, and the soul cannot control it anymore, it has become a giant. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the city of the mighty speaks about a soul, hallelujah, that is occupied by these giants. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And these giants dominate your life. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has come to war.
Dieu est venu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God has come to war.
Dieu est venu
to overthrow this city.
De renverser cette cité.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And pull it down.
De détruire cette cité.
Now this soul is us.
Cette âme, c'est nous.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we together, brethren?
Amen.
Let me tell you what the Lord is doing. God wants to recover our lives from the power of certain things that have been in control over these years. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God will not occupy that city, hallelujah, with this spirit. I want to read something from, I think, 2 Samuel chapter 6. Praise the name of the Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 6, then we'll continue.
2 Samuel 6.
I hope I'm... This is chapter 6. Okay, 2 Samuel chapter 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read from verse 6. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who said to David, "You shall not enter here, for the blind and the lame will prevent you." They thought, "David cannot come in here." Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. That is the city of David. David said on that day, "Whoever smites the Jebusites, let him go up through the water shaft and smite the lame and the blind who are detested by David's soul." So they said, "The blind and the lame shall not come into the house." So David dwelt in the stronghold and called it the city of David. And he built round about from the Milo and inwards. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ce qu'il voulait dire, David n'entrera point ici. Mais David s'empara de la forteresse de Sion, c'est la cité de David. David avait dit en ce jour, quiconque battra les Jébusiens et atteindra le canal, quiconque frappera ses boiteux et ses aveugles, qui sont les ennemis de David, c'est pourquoi l'on dit l'aveugle et le boiteux n'entreront point dans la maison. David s'établit dans la forteresse, qu'il appela cité de David. Il fit tout de tous côtés, des constructions en dehors et en dedans du milieu.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When David was made king over Israel,
quand David a été déclaré roi d'Israël,
hallelujah, he said, "Where do I make my capital?"
Il a demandé où est-ce qu'il faut ériger son capital.
Then he saw a stronghold.
Il a vu une forteresse.
A high place.
And lieu très élevé.
And he said, "This will make a very strong, a good capital for me." But there was a problem. That place was occupied by a tribe called the Jebusites. Hallelujah. They had occupied that place for a long time. And they were very confident. Hallelujah. They said, David cannot come in here. Hallelujah. We don't have to bother too much. Even the blind and the lame can keep David out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But David said, this is where I will dwell. He said, this is my rest forever. This is where I want to make my capital. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello.
Amen.
My soul is where God wants to dwell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My life is where God wants to dwell. Praise the name of the Lord. But presently, it may be occupied by certain elements that are strange. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But God says, this is where I will dwell. I have chosen this for my habitation. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, I don't know what is your own situation.
Je ne connais pas ta situation.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know what my own situation is.
Je connais ma propre situation.
I know the challenges I have in my life.
Je comprends les défis qui sont dans ma vie.
But I also know something.
Mais je sais quelque chose.
God has said, this place I will dwell there.
Dieu a dit que, dans mon âme, c'est là où il va habiter.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now that is a thought that guides my life.
C'est ça le pensée qui dirige ma vie.
It is not what I am right now.
Ce n'est pas ce que je suis aujourd'hui.
Praise the name of the Lord. It is what I can be tomorrow.
C'est ce que je peux être demain.
If I allow the Lord to enter the city.
Si je permets l'Éternel d'entrer dans le city.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when we're talking about city, we're not talking about something outside there. We're talking about my soul. Your soul is a land of promise. That land you read about in the Bible is your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? And the doubt about the giants, who are these giants? Praise the name of the Lord. Who are they? We have been talking about them, right? Giants of pride, of fear, of unbelief, of lust, of anger. Praise the name of the Lord. All kinds of powers that have been dominating my life. Praise the name of the Lord. And because of this, the Lord said, my spirit will not continue to strive with mine. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that word has different implications. Praise the name of the Lord. Now in Acts of the Apostles, I think chapter 7, Stephen was talking to the children of Israel. He said, you stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart. He says, how long will you continue to actively resist the Holy Spirit? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the heart can resist God. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the spirit and the flesh, they are, you understand, striving. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God wants to judge these enemies. But you must decide whether you want the enemy to be judged. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a man in the Bible. His name was Sheba, the son of Bikri. Where is that in the scriptures? Let me see. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let me get that. Is that 2 Samuel chapter 5?
2 Samuel
chapter 15, sorry. Let me see, I can get you that. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
2 Samuel chapter 20. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 20.
Chapter 20.
Just take this. I will tell you the story so that we can move fast. There was a young man. His name was Sheba. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, after the rebellion of Absalom, praise the name of the Lord, Sheba one day woke up and blew a trumpet and said, "To your tents, O Israel." 2 Samuel chapter 20. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So everybody should go to his own house. Let me do what I like. You do what you like. Everybody do what they like. Praise the name of the Lord. We will not have David to be king over us anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now sometimes you can come into a fellowship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this Sheba is actually a spirit.
Sheba is an spirit.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
In that fellowship, everybody is what now? On his own. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Maybe things have happened. My brother, you know, I needed help. I went to him. He refused to help me. So let him stay on his own. Let me stay on my own. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Or my brother shared a secret. Say, please pray for me. You understand? I have a boy here. Then the next day, everybody knows that I have boiled here. So I will just stay on my own. It happens everywhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, the other day I came, I didn't like the way she talked to me. So let her stay. We'll come, we'll pray. After prayer, everybody go to your house. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now this trumpet was blown. And everybody scattered. So David sent out Joab, his general. Said, that man must be stopped. If not, the whole everywhere will be destroyed. Praise the name of the Lord. So they chased Sheba. And Sheba went to one city and ran into that city. Praise the name of the Lord. And hid inside that city. And Joab came to that city. And began to attack the city. One woman came out, a wise woman. He said, do you want to destroy this whole house, this whole city? Sheba said no. Sorry, Joab said no.
Joab said no.
But there is somebody inside this city who has lifted up his head against the Lord. Hallelujah. Just deliver him. And this matter is over. Praise the name of the Lord. Inside my mind. Hallelujah. There is something that is working against God. Even when the word of God comes to you, hallelujah, the thing says, this one is not for you. Praise the name of the Lord. He keeps fighting the word of God. God says, I'm going to heal you. And the thing says, it's not for me. Maybe he will heal Ronald, but not me. Praise the name of the Lord. God says, I'm going to do this for you. That thing tells you, he will do it for every person, but not for you. That thing there is working against the purpose of God. God says, hand him over. Bring him out. I want to judge him. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you having such a situation? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He said, the woman said, we will cut his head and give it to you tomorrow. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You see, sometimes we may be passing through one tribulation or the other. And it's like, God, do you want to destroy me? God said, no, there's something inside you I want to destroy. Hallelujah. That thing is working against me. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So sometimes there are things within us. Inside our city, God says, bring it out for judgment. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, let's look at one or two scriptures. Let's go to the book of Proverbs. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to read a few scriptures in Proverbs. Let's look at Proverbs 21. Let's start from there. Proverbs chapter 21.
Proverbs chapter 21.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, verse 22. Proverbs 21, 22.
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 22.
Hallelujah. He says that a wise man scales the city walls of the mighty and pulls down the strongholds in which they trust. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
King James says, and he casted down the strength of the confidence thereof. Praise the name of the Lord.
Le sage monte dans la ville de l'héros et il abat la force qui lui donnait l'assurance.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, every city has a wall.
Chaque cité a un mur.
And some cities even have a tower.
Et y a des cités qui ont même des tours.
So if for any reason you break through the wall,
si même tu arrives à sauter le mur,
they will run into the tower and hide themselves.
Ils vont se courir, entrer dans les tours et se cacher dedans.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, every soul
has
a confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every soul has something where it is anchoring. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You may have your confidence in the right place.
La confiance peut être dans un bon endroit.
Or you may have your confidence in the wrong place.
Ou dans un mauvais endroit.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are many confidences. Let me give you one example. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's go to Proverbs chapter. We'll get back there. Let's go to chapter 18.
Proverbs chapter 18.
Chapter 18. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 18. Are we there?
Yes.
Verse 11.
Verse 11. Proverbs 18:11.
He says, the rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as a high protecting wall, where in his own imagination and conceit. Now, I want to look at this is where the message is.
La fortune est pour le riche, une ville forte.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Son imagination, c'est une haute muraille.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, inside the mind of a rich man, his wealth is a strong wall.
Sa richesse, c'est sa forteresse.
His wealth is a high wall.
Son richesse, c'est une haute muraille.
Where? In his imagination.
Dans son imagination, dans ses pensées.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
Okay, fine. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in the Bible, we are taught not to trust in uncertain what now? Riches.
Dans la Bible, on nous demande de ne pas faire confiance aux richesses passantes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, this is both positive and negative. Let me explain what I mean by that.
Est positive ou même négative.
This is not whether you are poor or rich.
Ceci ne parle pas de si tu es riche ou pauvre.
Some people who are poor are hoping that when I get money, nobody will push me around again. Are you understanding that? He hasn't gotten the money yet. But in his mind, he feels, when I get the money, hallelujah, I can now walk. I will not be afraid again for tomorrow. Because I have $10 million, you know, dollars in my account. Praise the name of the Lord. He's a poor man, but his confidence is in money. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, but the rich man has gotten the money.
Mais l'homme riche, il a déjà l'argent.
And he's walking like this.
Et
praise the name of the Lord.
Oui.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you have the money in your pocket,
quand tu as l'argent dans ta poche,
you don't bother to pray again to God.
Tu pries même pas à Dieu.
Because you feel, I have it.
Parce que tu penses que tu as réussi.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now the Bible says that is one of the cities of the mighty.
La Bible déclare que ça c'est une des villes fortes
When you trust in uncertain riches, you do not trust in God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your confidence is now in money. It is now your strong city. Praise the name of the Lord. God has to pull it down. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are many things that we trust in. Some of us trust in our profession. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or we can trust in our job. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I'm advocate.
Je suis avocat.
I work with Manuk. I work with Shell. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm a professor.
Professeur.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So no shaking.
Donc, je suis pas perturbé.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes we can trust in our beauty.
Même, on peut faire confiance dans notre beauté.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, and we are walking about confidently.
Nous marchons avec confiance.
Because we feel we are beautiful.
Parce que nous pensons que nous sommes
belles. You can trust in your family background.
Il y a ceux qui ont la confiance dans leur famille.
Hallelujah. I come from an important family. Do you know who I am? These are the things that lie within our personality. Sometimes they produce arrogance. Sometimes you may also trust in your family, but in a negative sense, you come from, you are nobody. So you walk like this. Praise the name of the Lord. When they say something about poverty in your church, in the fellowship, you say they are talking about me. It's because they know I don't have money. All of these things constitute each problems in the church. It means your confidence is in the wrong place. That city must be pulled down. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can also have your confidence in the doctors. God says, I am the Lord that healeth you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Once you believe the doctors, even when you pray for healing, well, if I pray it doesn't work, no problem. The doctor will stay there too. Where you have problems, when the doctors now tell you that, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do for you, that's when you now really know that you need the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Our confidence must be in the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, are we together? Now, this was what Paul was talking about in Philippians chapter 3. Praise the name of the Lord. Paul said, I have many things that I can be confident of. But all of these things, I count them as what now? As dung. My confidence is what? In the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, why must we pull down these confidences? Because they make the word of God of no avail. Praise the name of the Lord. They make the word of God of no avail. Praise the name of the Lord. So God says, we're going to make war and pull down these confidences. Praise the name of, what is your confidence? Some of us may feel because we don't have money, or we don't come from a very big family, or we are not beautiful or handsome. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We cannot have confidence in those things because they can disappoint us any day. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at verse 10 of that scripture. He says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name of the Lord is what now? A strong tower.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Do you know the name of the Lord? Do you have the name of the Lord? Jesus prayed. He said, Father, I have given them your name. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The name of the Lord is my confidence.
Le nom de l'Éternel est ma confiance.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I am in a strong tower.
Je suis dans une tour forte.
Let the spirit that says he wants to come, let him come.
Quel est l'esprit qui veut venir bien?
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let the power that wants to come, let him come.
Quel est le pouvoir qui veut venir bien?
The name of the Lord is a strong tower.
Le nom de l'Éternel est une tour.
The righteous run into it.
Alleluia.
And they are safe.
Le juste s'y réfugie et se trouve en vie.
When you know the name of the Lord,
quand tu connais le nom de l'Éternel,
witchcraft is not doesn't put you into fear.
Sorcellerie ne te fait pas peur.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Spirits do not make you afraid.
Ne t'amène pas à fuir.
Because you are inside a city.
Parce que tu es dans une cité.
You are inside a strong city.
Tu es dans une cité forte.
You are inside a tower.
Tu es dans une tour.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Judges chapter 9. There was a man, his name was Abimelech. Judges.
Judges
chapter 9. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to show you an example of two cities. Let's do that quickly and we'll come back again to Proverbs. Judges chapter 9. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, this Abimelech is a type of the Antichrist. Praise the name of the Lord. He was a son of, what's his name now? Of Gideon. But he was born of a concubine. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. When Gideon died, he took over. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And killed all his brothers. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So when Gideon died, he took over and killed all his brothers. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, this is the spirit that breeds strife in the church. Praise the name of the Lord. And he began to attack city after city.
He will
come to one fellowship and attack the fellowship. He will sow strife in the fellowship. Praise the name of the Lord. And brother will fight brother. And sister will fight sister. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now there are two cities. One city collapsed because they had confidence in the wrong place. The other city survived and overcame. Now let me read that quickly. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to just read verse 46 quickly. Okay, let me read from verse 45. And Abimelech fought against the city all day. He took the city and slew the people who were in it. He demolished the city and sowed it with salt. Praise the name of the Lord.
He was. Il s'en empara et tua le peuple qui s'y trouvait. Puis il rasa la ville et il sema du sel.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was going from city to city, devastating Israel.
En train de dévaster l'Israël.
Hallelujah. Now it says, and when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into a hold of the house of the god Berit.
À cette nouvelle, tous les habitants de la tour de Shechem se rendirent dans la forteresse de la maison du dieu Berit.
This man had a Berit means covenant.
Berit signifie alliance.
They said they had a covenant with another god.
Ils avaient une alliance avec un autre.
And they ran into the house of that god for protection.
Et ils ont cru dans la maison de ce dieu pour protection.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together.
On avertit Abimelech que tous les habitants de la tour de Shechem s'y étaient rassemblés.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, and Abimelech got him up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bow from the trees and took it and laid it on his shoulder and said unto the people that were with him, what you have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done. And all the people likewise cut down every man his bow and followed Abimelech and put them to the hold and set the stronghold on fire, upon them, so that all the men of the tower of Shechem died, also about 1,000 men and women. Praise the name of the Lord.
Abimelech monta sur la montagne de Salmon, lui et tout le peuple qui était avec lui. Il prit en main une hache, coupa une branche d'arbre, s'enleva et la mit sur son épaule. Ensuite, il dit au peuple qui était avec lui, vous avez vu ce que j'ai fait, hâtez-vous de faire comme moi. Et ils coupèrent chacun une branche et suivirent Abimelech. Il plaça les branches contre la forteresse et ils l'incendirent avec ceux qui y étaient. Ainsi périrent tous les gens de la tour de Sichem au nombre d'environ 1,000 hommes et femmes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because these men had their confidence in the wrong spirits,
parce que ces hommes avaient leur confiance dans de mauvais esprits,
they could not withstand this, you know, attack.
Cette attaque était très grande pour eux.
Then verse 50 said, then went Abimelech to Thebez and encamped against Thebez and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women all day of the city, and shut it to them, and got them to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came to the tower and fought against it, and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of millstone upon Abimelech's head, and all to break his skull. Praise the name of the Lord.
Abimelech marcha contre Thebez. Il assiégea Thebez et son environ. Il y avait au milieu de la ville une forte tour où se réfugièrent tous les habitants de la ville, hommes et femmes. Ils fermèrent sur eux et montèrent sur le toit de la tour. Abimelech parvint jusqu'à la tour. Il attaqua et s'approcha de la porte pour y mettre le feu. Alors une femme lança sur la tête d'Abimelech un morceau de meule de moulin et lui brisa le crâne.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now Abimelech fought against the city.
Abimelech s'est combattu contre cette ville.
He actually broke through the wall of the city.
Il a brisé le mur de la ville.
But inside the city there was a strong tower.
Mais dans la cité, il y avait une tour forte.
So the people fled from the city and went into the strong tower.
Les gens ont fui la cité et sont entrés dans le tour fort.
Praise the name of the Lord. Today in the church,
aujourd'hui dans l'église,
God is speaking to us to enter the holiest of all.
Dieu nous parle d'entrer les lieux très saints.
The outer court is given over to the Gentiles.
C'est-à-dire le parvis.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The enemy will break through an aspect of the church and overcome it.
L'ennemi va entrer dans certains aspects de l'église et vaincre ce monde.
But inside there is a strong tower.
À l'intérieur il y a une tour forte.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And he ran into the strong tower.
Et doit entrer dans le...
When he came to attack the tower,
il est venu attaquer la tour.
God broke his head.
Sa tête a été cassée.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these are two different examples of the people who put their confidence in the wrong thing. Praise the name of the Lord. We cannot trust in uncertain riches. We cannot trust in our natural wisdom. We cannot trust in our human strength. We cannot trust in our beauty. All these confidences, hallelujah, are, you know, they are, you know, how do I say it now? They are, you cannot put your confidence in them. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Our confidence must be in the Lord. Paul said, I cannot have confidence in these things.
Paul a dit que nous ne pouvons pas avoir confiance dans ces choses.
I've cast them down like dust.
Il s'est débarrassé de ces choses comme la poussière.
Praise the name of the Lord. There was something we saw in Isaiah.
Isaiah 25.
Praise the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 25. I read verse 12.
À partir du verset 12.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, if you look at the prior verse, it was talking about the feast that God will hold upon Mount Zion.
Il parlait de la fête que Dieu allait avoir sur le mont Sion.
Praise the name of the Lord. God will bring his people up to Zion.
Dieu va amener son peuple jusqu'à Zion.
And prepare a feast for them. But one of the things he's going to do is in verse 12. He says, and the high fortification of your walls the Lord will bring down, lay low and bring it to the ground, even to the dust. Praise the name of the Lord.
Now,
praise the name of the Lord. Now, what are these high walls? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these high walls are attitudes. Mindsets. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now this is what the Bible calls a stronghold.
C'est ça que la Bible appelle la forteresse.
Now this is where the message starts.
C'est ici où le message commence.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
What is a stronghold?
Qu'est-ce qui est la forteresse?
A stronghold is a mind that has been impregnated with a mentality that makes you to accept a situation, a condition, as unchangeable, even though you know that that condition is contrary to the word of God.
Une forteresse, c'est un état de nos pensées qui nous amène à croire que une certaine situation ne peut pas être changée, même si tu sais que cette pensée est contre la parole de Dieu.
Hallelujah. So the word of God is saying, I want to set you free from this situation.
La parole de Dieu dit, je veux te libérer de cette situation.
Your mind is saying, I don't think anything can be done about this matter. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, it's locked up inside your mind. So it is a barrier raised up against the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why God told the children of
Israel,
when they came into the promised land, they saw cities that were walled up to heaven. And inside those cities, they were giants. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you understanding what I'm saying now? If you don't understand everything, understand this one. They looked into the city, the land, and they saw giants. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. They saw giants. And they said, these giants are dwelling in high walls. Praise the name of the Lord. Now before we continue, let's run. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And look at this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Because that's what the war is all about. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I read from verse 3.
À partir du verset 3.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, for though we walk in the flesh, we are not carrying on our warfare according to the flesh and using mere human weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. Praise the name of the Lord.
Si nous marchons dans la chair, nous ne combattons pas selon la chair. Car les armes avec lesquelles nous combattons ne sont pas charnelles, mais elles sont puissantes par la vertu de Dieu pour converser les forteresses.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Now, there are strongholds in every nation.
Il y a des forteresses dans chaque nation.
These strongholds are in the minds of the people of that nation.
Ces forteresses sont dans les pensées des citoyens de cette nation.
Praise the name of the Lord. And these things that dwell inside the strongholds,
ces choses qui habitent dans les forteresses,
I say nobody can pull us down.
Ces choses sont en train de dire personne ne peut nous renverser.
Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody says, that's the way I am. I can't change it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the way my people behave. So that's why I am like this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In my family, nobody marries on time. So every day you're opening your hand like this. You have accepted it. And that in faith, there's nothing that can be done. So when you hear the word of God, the thing puts a wall around you.
Oh, yeah.
Praise Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Verse 5 says, we do what now? We cast down imaginations. Hallelujah. This is the war. Things in the mind. Sometimes a young lady feels I'm not beautiful, so nobody will marry me. So I didn't go to university, so I'm going to remain poor all my life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In my family, they don't have children, so I don't think I will have a child. These things have formed, is like cement that has been, you understand, cast inside our minds. So every time the word of God is coming, there is a wall blocking it. Praise the name of the Lord. So, and these are the things that God wants to cast down. Because those giants, God says, I'm going to slay all of them. Praise the name of the Lord. So you are the one that will decide. When the Israel came in, they saw the giants. They said we saw the sons of Anak. Their walls are high up to heaven. Who can stand before the sons of Anak? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
They say, if I go to my village now, I'll die. Hallelujah. They say, in that place we don't eat granite on Tuesday. Anybody who eats snail, die. You have it inside your head. So the thing makes you afraid. In my place, they don't eat, snail is a salon people. Praise God. Is he here?
Yeah.
Praise God. People should fry snail for us here. Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, this is very, very, very important. These things must be cast down. These strongholds must be pulled down. These giants must be what? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are strongholds, like the here, there are strongholds of distrust.
Yes.
It's a dominant spirit here. Here in Goma, in Congo. If you do not overcome it, I don't know if you eat pepper soup. The devil will use you to make pepper soup. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You must make up your mind. Okay, let's see here. It says that here, Amplifier says, we refute arguments, theories, and reasonings. We refute arguments. Praise the name of the Lord. Have you seen argument before? I'm not talking to Ronald. I talked to him the last time, he called me idiot. I talked to him the next time again, he called me stupid. So I'm not that reasoning must be cast down. Their tribe and my tribe, they said we don't get along well. Traditionally we don't marry. If marriages from their tribe and my tribe doesn't work, so do you understand? These people did it, they didn't have children. These other people did that, the woman died. Must be cast down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, the spirits inside are very confident. They say, David, you cannot come into this city. But they say, nevertheless, in spite of all that they said. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Believe me, the devil is a liar.
Yes.
I remember many times, I walk out on the streets in the night, in the bush, and the devil says, snake will bite you now. In fact, the next step, you are going to step on a snake now, and the snake will bite you, and you will die. Praise the name of the Lord. Has the devil spoken to you before? Yes. Every one of us here, we have heard the devil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have you died?
Est-ce que tu es
no.
Tu n'es pas encore, mort.
Why? Because he's a liar.
Pourquoi? Parce que c'est, il est menteur.
But he keeps speaking.
Mais il parle toujours.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are arguments.
Il y a des arguments.
You know, sometimes when you want to do something that you know is wrong.
Quand tu veux faire quelque chose que tu sais bien n'est pas bon.
Hallelujah. You have to prepare argument inside your mind.
Tu commences dans ta tête à raisonner, à te justifier.
After all, I'm not the only person who does it.
No,
that man there is a bishop. He also does it.
Je suis pas le seul qui fait ces choses.
You are preparing arguments. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes we make up our minds to do wrong things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we find arguments to do what now? To justify it. Paul said we must cast down those arguments. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We must cast down theories. Sometimes these things are handed down from generation to generation. And they have been built into our consciousness. So we live in a land and we are afraid of the spirits in the land. Whatever spirit you are afraid of, you are submitting to that spirit. And whatever spirit you submit to, that spirit begins to rule over you. Praise the name of the Lord. But then it's time to fight. The fight starts in the fellowship. It has been virtually impossible for this church to come together as one man.
Il a été tout à fait impossible de cette église de opérer comme une seule unité.
Everybody that small groups here, pocket here, pocket here. Those things are giants. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't, those things are designed to destroy you. But then we need a strong city. The church must become a strong city here. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The church must become, see what we're talking about. Hold your hand there and go back again. Just hold that. 2 Corinthians 10. Let's go back to the Isaiah we are reading. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So as God is casting down the cities of the mighty. Now look at chapter 26 verse 1.
Chapter 26 verse 1.
Hallelujah. He said, in that day this song shall be sung in the land of Judah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a strong city.
Amen.
The fellowship in Goma will be a strong city.
Amen.
The devil will not be able to come in. The devil will not be able to use me against my sister.
Amen.
He will not be able to use me against my brother.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because there will be no opening for him to come in. In that day, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
En Isaïe, en ce jour, on chantera ce cantique dans le pays de Juda. Nous avons une ville forte. C'est-à-dire, nous avons une ville forte ici à Goma. Et dans ce jour, l'ennemi n'aura pas la capacité d'entrer dedans. Si la cité est forte, l'ennemi n'aura pas du tout la capacité, la possibilité d'entrer dans cette cité.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 3. He said, you will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace. Hallelujah.
Verset 3. À celui qui est ferme dans ses sentiments, tu assures la paix parce qu'il se confie en toi.
God told Adam, guard this garden.
Dieu a dit à Adam, garde ce jardin.
Keep this garden.
Cultive ce jardin.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Lord that keeps the garden.
C'est l'Éternel qui garde le jardin.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, my beloved is a garden. He said, I, the Lord, do keep it. I, the Lord, water it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will make sure no enemy comes in.
Je ferai tout pour que l'ennemi n'entre pas dedans.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, you will keep him because he trusts in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, so trust in the Lord. Commit yourself to him. Hope confidently in him forever. For in the Lord God, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. For he has brought down the inhabitants of the height, the lofty city. He lays it low to the ground. He brings it to the dust. Praise the name of the Lord. The foot has trampled it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy.
Confiez-vous à l'Éternel la fertilité, car l'Éternel, l'Éternel est le rocher des siècles. Il a renversé ceux qui habitaient les hauteurs. Il a abaissé la ville superbe. Il l'a abaissé jusqu'à terre. Il lui a fait toucher la poussière. Elle est foulée aux pieds des pauvres, sous les pas des misérables.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said, God has brought down the inhabitants of the heights. This is high-mindedness. Praise the name of the Lord. These are pride, arrogance, loftiness. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is casting down every confidence in our natural capacity. Praise the name of the Lord. Fear. Hallelujah. Strife and contention. God is casting them down. And he says that the foot has trampled it. What is this foot? Paul said in Romans chapter 16 that the God of peace shall suddenly bruise Satan where? Under your feet.
Qu'est-ce que représente ce pied qui a foulé? La parole de Dieu a dit que nous allons piétiner Satan sous nos pieds.
Hallelujah. The church of the last church age is an overcoming church.
L'église de ces dernières temps, c'est une église de vainqueurs.
It is the feet company. Hallelujah. That will tread down the giants. Tread down the cities of the giants. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Paul said, we cast down imaginations. Every high thing that sets itself up as a barrier. Praise the name of the Lord. To the word of God. Who will cast it down. So the word of God will have access. God says, I'm going to heal you. You believe it. And you begin to see that the word of God works. Hallelujah. Those imaginations must be cast down. Hallelujah. When they are cast down, you will believe the best about your brother.
Tu vas croire les meilleures choses sur ton frère.
You know, the Bible that love believeth all things.
Tu vas avoir l'amour.
This love believeth all things. Yes. That is, you believe the best about your brother.
L'amour croit toutes les meilleures choses sur ton frère.
You are always prepared to make excuses for him.
Tu es toujours prêt à présenter des excuses de la part de ton frère.
These spirits work suspicion.
Ces esprits apportent la suspicion.
You believe the worst about them.
Comment ça prend les mauvaises choses sur ton frère?
We have given our minds to lying spirits.
Nous avons donné nos pensées aux esprits qui mentent.
And those spirits are tearing our relationship apart.
Et ces esprits sont en train de déchirer nos relations.
Praise the name of the Lord. We have no business being a fellowship if we cannot trust one another.
C'est pas nécessaire d'avoir la communion si nous ne faisons pas confiance les uns.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now it's time to make war. And I will start with myself.
Et je commence par moi-même.
Praise the name of the Lord. Because there are cities that need to be pulled down.
Des cités qui doivent être renversées.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we cast down these imaginations.
Nous devons renverser ces raisonnements.
And bring every thought unto obedience.
Et soumettre chaque pensée à l'obéissance.
You know that thoughts are living things.
Oh, yeah.
Les pensées sont les choses vivantes.
These things you see happen inside your mind.
Ces choses qui se passent dans notre.
They are the things that they determine your life.
Déterminent votre vie.
Whatever thought you allow to settle.
Toute pensée que tu permets de réfugier dans
ton. Will shape your life.
Vont définir ta vie.
Praise the name of the Lord. So when the word of God is coming to you,
quand la parole de Dieu vient à toi,
it is coming with a thought.
Il vient avec tes pensées.
This thought is God's original thought for you.
C'est le pensée originale de Dieu pour toi.
He converts it to you through the word.
Il te donne cette pensée à travers de sa parole.
If you accept that thought,
si tu acceptes cette pensée,
it begins to form your life.
Commence à former ta vie.
But you see, there are things within us,
mais il y a des choses dans nous,
that are seeking to stay higher than the word of God.
Qui cherchent à être loin au-delà de la parole, à la hauteur.
Those things must be cast down.
Les choses doivent être renversées.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So every mentality you have,
chaque mentalité,
that you know is contrary to the word of God, you must understand that those things can be cast down.
Yeah.
If I have a bad feeling towards Sister Geraldine. But the Bible says, love the brethren. Say, be kindly affectioned one to another. You must. I have a desire to see my brother. If I don't hear from him for 2 days, I call him as a brother. And when I finish talking with him, I feel very happy. I am enjoying my brother. We were giving one another to enjoy.
That's right.
Dieu nous a donné pour être content, pour être jouir dans la présence des autres.
The greatest blessing God gave is the blessing of relationship.
Yes.
La plus grande bénédiction que Dieu a donnée, c'est la relation.
As we relate with Him,
notre relation avec lui,
we receive to relate with one another.
Avoir des relations avec les autres.
That's one of the big, terrible, most terrible things church structure has brought.
Yes.
That is organization religion has brought. You attend church.
That's a terrible thing that the church system has brought. That's a terrible thing that the church system has brought.
C'est une chose très terrible que le système de l'église a apporté.
So two people attend the same church.
Est-ce que vous allez dans le même église?
They are not talking to each other.
Ils ne se parlent pas.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There is not, that does not exist in God's program. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are going to begin to make war. At different dimensions. Praise the name of the Lord. I was reading my Bible. And Moses was writing. He says, all the cities of the promised land, we took all of them. He said there was not one city that was too strong for us. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no situation in this fellowship that the Lord cannot handle. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. Hallelujah. Yes, there is no situation. And believe me, brethren, you will enjoy the day one another. This biting and dividing one another has got to stop. How can God say, I know the thought that I think towards you? Hallelujah. You know, when God wanted to bless
Adam,
He had made everything. He said, what can I do for this man to show him that I love him? Hallelujah. He gave him a wife. Praise the name of the Lord. It was the highest expression of divine love. In other words, relationship is designed to bless one another. When Adam saw his wife, you know, in the Hebrew, he says, ah. That one they didn't translate in English. Hallelujah. He breathed and he said, ah, flesh of my flesh and bone of my bones. Praise the name of the Lord. That's how it ought to be when we see each other. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, we need to cast down. I'll read the scripture. Look, let's go to Proverbs again. Let's go to Proverbs. Yes, yes, yes. Proverb. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We are reading Proverbs chapter 18.
Proverbs,
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's look at verse 19.
Chapter 18, verse 19.
A strong city. Look at verse 19. It says, a brother offended is harder to be won over than a strong city, and their contentions separate them. Look at this amplified now. Praise the name of the Lord. Their contentions separate them like the bars of a castle.
Des frères sont plus intraitables qu'une ville forte, alors querelles sont comme les verrous d'un palais.
Praise the name of the Lord. See, contention separates. You know, a bar, like a prison, if you're inside prison, the bars separate those inside from outside.
Les querelles séparent. Comme si vous allez dans les prisons, vous allez voir que on sépare ceux qui sont à l'extérieur et ceux qui sont à l'intérieur.
Hallelujah. Now, when a brother, a sister is offended,
quand un frère ou un sœur est offensé,
he becomes a strong city.
Il devient une ville, une cité forte.
He locks himself or she locks herself inside a city.
Il s'enferme dans cette cité.
Puts 10 boats and bars the place.
Il barre, il met les barrières.
Hallelujah. Nobody can reach him or her.
Personne ne peut l'atteindre.
You come and talk to say, I have heard you.
Et dit, je t'ai entendu.
Brother, the Bible says so and so, say, I have heard. You don't know what those brethren have done to me. How can I go and have fellowship with them? You don't know what that brother has done to me. You don't know what that sister has done to me. In case you don't know, let me tell you. Praise the name of the Lord. That person is inside a strong city. He says the contempt is like a prison bar. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are offended, you are in prison.
Si tu es offensé, tu es en prison.
You lock yourself up, nobody can reach you.
Personne ne peut t'atteindre.
I can be in fellowship with you, but I'm locked up. I will not give you access to my heart.
Je ne peux pas te donner l'accès à, de mon...
You know, the Bible says, them that rejoice with them.
La parole dit ça, qui réjouit avec...
Praise the name of the Lord. You see, if I'm one with you,
si nous sommes un,
your pain becomes my pain.
Ta douleur devient ma douleur.
Because I'm connected to you.
Parce que je suis connecté à toi.
Your joy becomes my joy.
Ma joie devient ma joie.
Praise the name of the Lord. So how do you think it will be when we are all connected?
Si nous sommes tous connectés.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, I believe something.
Je crois quelque chose.
That when we begin to rebuild this house, we're going to come here for weddings.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If you believe it, say hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to restore.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have our first wedding, our second wedding, our third wedding right here in Goma.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I will pay for my ticket. I will come.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And brethren, we are going to have... You see, the Lord will visit and bless.
Dieu va visiter et bénir.
We can tell you from experiences. Businesses will begin to prosper. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God will move.
Dieu va bouger.
But first of all... First of all, the breaches have to be healed. We are the ones holding ourselves. We are the ones limiting ourselves. We are the ones tying ourselves. And we are also exposing ourselves to spiritual attack. Because the city has no wall. The city has no gates. So spirits can come in. And they can go out. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, awake, Zion. Put on your strengths. Put on your beautiful garments. Henceforth, the uncircumcised and the unclean will not be able to come into the city anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. So God wants to cast down the arguments. Whatever your reasons are, the Lord wants to cast it down. Because it is set contrary. It is working contrary to what God wants to do in this land. Whatever your circumstances are, the Lord wants to cast them down. He wants to bring judgment. He wants to restore Zion. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I was reading the scripture, it said, God was asking, who will lead me into the strong city? Who will bring me into Edom? Hallelujah. You know what Edom is? Carnality. Flesh. Esau. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God wants to march into that place. He wants to judge that place. He wants to trample upon it. And he's saying, who is going with me to this war? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Who is going with me? Brethren, I bring the word of the Lord to you. This is what the Lord wants to do in this land. He wants to cast down all the high walls. These high walls have resisted the word of God. Praise the name of the Lord. God wants to cast down these walls. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me start closing with Deuteronomy chapter 9. This is the word of the Lord to the church of Goma. Deuteronomy chapter
9.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we there? Praise God. He says, "Hear, O Israel, O land of Goma, O church of Goma, you are to cross the Jordan to go in and dispossess nations greater and mightier than you are. Cities great and fortified to the heavens. A people great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand before the sons of Anak? Know therefore this day that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a devouring fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you, so you shall dispossess them and make them perish quickly, as the Lord has promised you." Praise the name of the Lord.
You can. Écoute, Goma. Tu vas aujourd'hui passer le Jourdain pour te rendre maître des nations plus grandes et plus puissantes que toi, des villes grandes et fortifiées jusqu'au ciel, d'un peuple grand et de haute taille, les enfants d'Anak que tu connais, et dont tu as entendu dire, qui pourra tenir contre les enfants d'Anak? Sache aujourd'hui que l'Éternel ton Dieu marchera lui-même devant toi, comme un feu dévorant. C'est lui qui les détruira, qui les humiliera devant toi, et tu les chasseras, tu les feras périr promptement comme l'Éternel te l'a dit.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So brethren, I don't know whatever the situation is, the Lord says you are going in.
Yes.
Whatever you think it is about this fellowship that God cannot put together, you are making a mistake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So all the children of Israel were saying was, there are giants, there are giants, there are giants, there are giants. The Lord says you are going in to possess it.
Amen.
It depends on you. Do you agree with the Lord? What is your own testimony? Whose report will you believe? Have you looked at the fellowship and said, well, in fact, let me just stay in my house? I am so discouraged. Praise the name of the Lord. Where the Lord says, forget the former things. Behold, I do a new thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There are two options here. You either arise and rebuild. Hallelujah. Or you get out of the way. The Lord is saying, who is on the Lord's side? Hallelujah. God says, this is what I am going to do. That's why he said, this word I have spoken will not return void. It will accomplish what I want. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord says it is him that is going in to possess the city. I want to pray for my mind. I want to pray for my emotions. I want to pray for my hurts. I want to pray for all that has happened in the past. I want to be able to cast them down. Hallelujah. And allow the Lord. God says, I will do this. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, brethren, it is time to pull down these walls. They separate one from another.
qui le sépare l'un de l'autre.
It's time to cast down imaginations.
Il est temps de renverser ces raisonnements.
They block us one from another.
Qui nous bloquent des autres.
Every thought about my brother.
Toute pensée contre mon frère.
Every thought about my sister.
Toute pensée contre ma sœur.
That is contrary.
Qui est contre.
I must take it captive.
La parole de Dieu, je dois
and bring it under the obedience of Christ. There must be a change in the way I think about this brother and that brother and this brother, because the enemy has come and built a stronghold where inside my mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Babylon is falling. That cage of unclean birds,
cette cage des oiseaux impurs,
it is falling down to rise no more. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.